Here we go. Second half about to get underway. Cobb back deep for Green Bay.
That's a big turnaround there. Six penalties for the Packers, one for the Lions. That's what I mean about the Packers helping the Lions out.
Hanson with a run up in the kick. Cobb is going to take this one 5 yards deep, coming out left side. Cobb back to the five, cutting left at the 10, into a couple of Lions at the 20 with a flag down as he's dropped at the 21-yard line. Ricardo Silva with a special teams tackle, normally with a flag. You're going to get something against the return team. Let's see if that's in fact the case, because that would cost them field position.
During the return, illegal block in the back. Return team, half the distance to the goal. First down.
You heard our referee, Ron Winter, there. That'll move Green Bay in the line of scrimmage. Back to the 5 yard line is where they have it spotted. Now, he said half the distance to the goal, and I guess that means from where the infraction took place. So it's not the line of scrimmage. The infraction took place at the 10, so the line of scrimmage will be the 5.
Boy, it's a big series, isn't it? You get them punched down in here in their own end zone. You want to hold them if you can and get them to punt out of their own end zone and really turn field position around.
Rodgers out of the shotgun, standing at his 1. Inside handoff goes to Starks, trying to get outside, met there by Tulloch. And he gets out to the 7-yard line, just shy of the 8, dropped by Jacob Lacy.
That kid is a hard runner.
He really is.
I mean, he's broken a number of tackles in that time. Tulloch is one of the more sure tacklers on the Lions. Got him about at the line of scrimmage, and he still was able to fight his way out for about 2.5.
So far today, Starks, 14 carries for 47 yards. I'd venture to say about 34 of those yards have come with a Lion on his back. 3 yards on first down, 2nd and 7 coming up. Green Bay goes empty. Out of the gun, it's Rodgers standing at his own 3. He takes 4-man rush, throws right side, got it complete. So first down to Cobb. Cobb across the 15, out to the 18-yard line. The Packers have some breathing room, gain of 10, and a flag comes in late.
That's going to be against the Packers. I think Dietrich Smith took a shot at Vandenbosch.
If it is, that would be his 3rd penalty of the day.
Right, I think he took a shot at Vandenbosch, a late shot. And I think they're going to catch him.
There is no foul on the play. Play results. The first down.
Then why was the flag thrown?
Evan Dietrich Smith was the player on the wrong end of the stomp by Ndamukong Suh last year. They picked the flag up. Wow, Dietrich Smith did take a swing. I don't know how you say he didn't take a swing at Vandenbosch after the play, looking at the replay.
That's what I mean.
I mean, if you punch a guy, you punch a guy. Not sure what I saw there. Here come the Packers on first down. They give it to Starks again. He's met by Ndamukong Suh right in the hole. Not going to move anywhere with that guy on your back. Gain of 1 on the play to the 19. It'll be 2nd and 9. You might be able to get some yards after contact from some guys, but if Ndamukong Suh gets a hold of you, chances are you're not going to get away.
If number 90 wraps you up, you're pretty much wrapped up. What a nice job he did there, playing the block, disengaging, and then having his arms free and able to make the play on the running back.
5th tackle of the game for Suh, 2nd and 9 for the Packers from their own 19. Lions up 10-7 to the 3rd. Blitz comes. Rodgers, going to get hit, going to go down. Hit back at the 15-yard line and dropped. Cliff Avril got him. And it's a loss of 4, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 13.
Now, Dan, Avril's going to get credit for the sack. But the push up the middle is what causes that. The reason Rodgers can't step up. He wanted to step up in the pocket, but because of the push up the middle, he wasn't able to get the job done with Suh and Williams, but fairly getting the job done up the middle. Avril was able to make the play because nowhere for Rodgers to step up.
3rd and 13. Packers from their own 15. Rodgers has it. Back. Pressured, sliding left, hit, lost the football, it's free on the ground. And picked up by the Packers center Jeff Saturday at the 11-yard line. Nick Fairley knocked it loose, and that'll go down as a loss of 4 yards.
What a great job. You know what, beginning of the game, what did we talk about? We talked about how the front four has to do the job against this Packer defense. Not with a blitz, but the front four. And in the last two plays, the front four have dominated the Packer offensive front. That's the difference.
Maste on to punt. He's standing 3 yards deep in his end zone. He's got it. Drives it with his right leg. Logan's going to let it hit. Takes a Packer bounce at the 48, inside the 40, inside the 35, and down to the 33-yard line. Boy, if he fields that punt, you got 15 yards better field position. Instead, it goes as a 56-yard punt for the Packers. Big break for them. 11:35 to go, third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does, which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined with registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
Day and night, they're good at dealing with a lot of crap. Crap here, crap there, crap everywhere. Sometimes their customers are full of crap. But someday, it might be your crap. So before you just stand there dumbfounded shouting, "Holy crap," write this down and post it on your fridge.
Plumbing Professors, 800-654-1300. They deal with crap 24/7, 365. Call the Plumbing Professors. No extra charge, anytime, any day. 800-654-1300.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Statistician Mike Ratta points out the Lions have gotten some good play from their defensive tackles today. Ndamukong Suh, 5 tackles. Nick Fairley has 4 tackles and 2 sacks.
On credit, the Cliff Averill sack of Aaron Rodgers on the last to those two guys up front, because they pushed the pocket right back into the lap of Rodgers, didn't allow him to step up, and that freed it up for Averill to make a play.
First and 10 Lions from their 33. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his left. Stafford takes, gives to LeSure, running right, finding some room up the gut across the 40, and he gets to the 41-yard line, tackled there by Ryan Pickett, T.O.
Dan and Jim, here's how happy defensive coordinator Gunter Cunningham is with some members of his defensive line. During that timeout, he went up to talk to him. He gave Ndamukong Suh and Cliff Averill a kiss on the top of their heads.
A very fatherly thing for Gunter to do.
I think Gunn understands just how big this game is and the kind of challenge his guys are facing against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, 2nd and 3. Lions from their own 40. LeSure again tried to go right up the gut. He was met in the hole by Brad Jones. Nothing there. That'll bring up 3rd down and 3 now. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and try a cheddar, bacon, onion, Angus third pounder or chicken sandwich for a limited time only.
And looking in the offensive line there at left tackle is Riley Reiff, the number one draft pick, Jeff Backus. Normally the guy that sits over there and has for the last 12 years, got hurt with a hamstring in the first half, came out late in the second quarter. He is not back in there. And the Lions' number one pick is over there manning the left tackle spot.
Lions 3 out of 7 on 3rd down today. 3rd and 3 here. Packers show blitz. Here they come. Stafford with time. Seth throws. Got a complete 1st down. In Packer territory goes Tony Scheffler down to the Pack 44-yard line. It's a 16-yard gain. They'll move the chains, and the Lions with a 10-7 lead and 10 minutes to go in the third keep their drive alive.
Key block by, again, the rookie. They came with a safety blitz off of that side. They figure you got a rookie. He's playing new in there at the left tackle spot. Even though he's been that H-back, the motion guy, let's give him something to look at. They bring a safety outside. Reiff is up to the task, makes the play, gives Stafford time for the throw.
1st and 10 Lions. Stafford up under center. Now he takes, wants to throw. Looks, Throws right side. He's got Calvin down the right sideline, and he missed him. Oh, man. Second time today, Calvin had come free in the secondary, and Stafford's overthrown him. That is a touchdown if it's on target.
Stafford looked a little bit like he was hurried. Kind of maybe threw it before he wanted to, but, boy, when you get Calvin behind the defense, you got to connect because that's six.
Today's Bell Tire second-half touchdown contestant, Leo Verga from Sterling Heights. See if the Lions can cash in right here for you, Leo. Second and 10 from the Packer 44. They're up 10-7, looking for more. Third quarter. Stafford inside handoff, LeSure. Picking his way over the left side down to the 39-yard line he goes. Gain of 5 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 5. Casey Hayward over from his cornerback position to make the stop. Hayward getting the start today in place of the injured Sam Shields.
They bring their pass package in, the Packers do. Jarrell Worthy, the rookie out of Michigan State's in there. And they will line up two guys, the down linemen, and then everybody else will be standing up.
3rd and 5 for the Lions from the Packer 39. Empty backfield. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Flag down. Plays dead. Lions moved early. Titus Young going to get called for it.
False start. Offense. Number 16. Five-yard penalty.
You're all the way. You're wide, man. You can't do that. You got to just hold your water. Instead of 3rd and 5, now you're looking at 3rd and 10. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio. 97.1. The Ticket. WXYT FM HD Detroit. A CBS radio station.
3rd and 10. Packers across. Lions might have a free play. Stafford aims down the left sideline. Caught inside the 20. Titus Young down at the 19. Nope, they're going to say he dropped it, but there's a flag down. Packers were in early. Lions had a free play, and Stafford loaded up, went down the left sideline. Couldn't connect with Young, but this will give him another shot at 3rd down.
I think you're going to get interference against Titus Young and the offsides, I think.
Eric Walden, number 93, looked like he was in early. Number 31, Devon House, might be called.
There are 2 fouls on the play.
This might be offsetting.
Offside. Defense, number 93. Pass interference. Offense, number 16. By rule, those penalties offset. Repeat, 3rd down.
Well, that'll send us back to a 3rd and 10 once again. Two penalties and 2 plays against Titus Young. And the Lions will reload now. 3rd down and 10 from the Packer 44. Out of the huddle and to the line. Stafford looking out over that defense. 1 receiver right, 2 to the left. Now Stafford brings Calvin in motion right to left. Stafford takes. Delayed blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. Got a man wide open. It's Scheffler and picked off. Off his hands and coming back the other way. MD Jennings right sideline. Jennings inside the 30, inside the 20 with flags down into the end zone for a touchdown. 71 yards on the return, but will it stand? There is a flag down.
After the interception, I think, they're going to get the Packers for illegal block. So the interception, I think, is going to stand, but the touchdown will not.
The pass to Scheffler, who was open, bounced right off his hands and right to MD Jennings.
During the return, personal foul, low block, number 9 of the passing team. Touchdown, the 15-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
The penalty called against the Lions and the touchdown stands. Well, MD Jennings will get credit for the touchdown against Matthew Stafford, the penalty.
All Matthew Stafford was doing was trying to protect himself. And he kind of went down in front of some of the interference. And you can't do that anymore because that's considered a low block. And so Matthew Stafford, in protecting himself, basically gets a penalty. And now that interception will stand. And the touchdown will stand also. A ball that should have been caught, quite frankly. Scheffler's got to hold that football. It may not have been a perfect pass, but it was in both of his hands, and it tips off into the Packers' hands, and they take advantage.
They're reviewing the touchdown that was scored. Once they get the go-ahead from the booth, they'll attempt the extra point. Packers have come back to take the lead. And they're going to take a look at it. So they will review it. And while they do that, we'll step aside. So it's a touchdown on the field. Will it stand up under review? That's the question. Packers have taken the lead 13-10. 8:31 to go third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game, Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and Internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special, $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right, normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Booth Replay brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan. I'm looking at the replay. I don't honestly see why we're in a replay situation like here. It certainly looks like a touchdown.
It does. I think that they're looking at whether there was a step out of bounds by the Packers, and I just don't think there was. It looked like he was in bounds the whole way, and if that's what they're looking at, this touchdown will stand. Right. But in the NFL, they're reviewing every scoring play, so it is what it is.
Ron Winter out from under the hood. He'll give us the verdict now. I anticipate it will be a touchdown that will stand. And the Packers will attempt an extra point.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown. The 15-yard penalty will be administered on the kickoff.
To be honest, we've taken a lot of time on two touchdowns we've had in this game, but a sure run in this one as well, and I'm not sure why on either one. They both look pretty clear-cut.
Wasted probably about, what, 7-8 minutes of game time on two plays that probably didn't need to be looked at that closely.
Crosby with the extra point. Try to extend the Packer lead to 4. It is up and good. And it's now 14-10. Packers on top of the Lions. So you worry all week about Aaron Rodgers lighting up the scoreboard. Right now it's the defense with a touchdown that has given Green Bay the advantage. MD Jennings with the interception return for the score. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number 2. Tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan wants to remind men that most men's health issues like prostate cancer are highly curable if caught in the early stages. Learn more at ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember.
All right, back here at Ford Field after the Stafford penalty on the interception return for a touchdown, Green Bay will kick off from the 50-yard line. Barring them trying to get cute, this will definitely go for a touchback. And they do just kind of pop it up in the air, and it comes down to Mike Thomas at the 4-yard line. Thomas back to the 15 and taken down at the 17-yard line. So credit Green Bay for a call that works there. They took advantage of their field position and held the Lions shy of the 20. Lions have it first and 10 from their own 17-yard line. Right now we'll send it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you. Third quarter, Washington all over Philly, 24-6. RG3 now 3 touchdown passes, and Jim Brandstatter's guy, Chad Henne, at it again. 12-16, 240 through the air, and 3 touchdowns. Jags 27, Texans 17 in the third.
A Wolverine getting it done.
Here come the Lions, first and 10 from their own 17, now down 14-10. Stafford up under center, turns and gives to LeSure. LeSure over the left side across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Picks up 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 5 coming up. Morgan Burnett with the tackle coming up from his strong safety position. It's got to be a bit deflating when you stop Aaron Rodgers on the initial series, get the ball back, then throw an interception like that, and they return it for a touchdown, and you're behind 14-10. Lions got to bounce back. 2nd and 5 from their own 22. Stafford out of the gun.
Sean Blitz.
Here they come off the edge. Stafford sets and throws one. Shepherd, it's incomplete. Overthrew him with a flag down deep in the secondary. This appears definitely like it'll go against Green Bay. A hold in the secondary, which will be an automatic first down.
Boy, we've seen some Lions behind their secondary, haven't we?
And we've seen them overthrown.
Yeah, well, we've seen 2 Calvin Johnson overthrows, and here Scheffler gets overthrown.
Grasping the face mask, defense number 59. 15-yard penalty and a first down.
Brad Jones had a couple of penalties called against him today. That's a 15-yarder that will move the line of scrimmage out to the 37-yard line.
Well, helps the Lions out again. And Stafford, just timing-wise, is off on the deep balls. Although he hit Johnson, Calvin, earlier in the game with a great deep throw that Calvin made a play on between 2 defenders.
7th penalty of the game against Green Bay for 65 yards. Gives the Lions a 1st and 10 at their own 37. Empty backfield now. Stafford will operate from the gun. 2 receivers left, 2 right. Stafford long count. Now he takes 4-man rush. Stafford throws. Got it complete. Caught by Broyles. Crossed the 40. Broyles fights his way to the 44-yard line. He's pushed out of bounds there. They'll give him the 45 on the spot. Devon House and Jaron McMillan stop him after an 8-yard gain.
I'll tell you the other thing the Packers are trying to do is they're putting a lot of different people over there to the left side on Riley Reiff and trying to get him in some tough matchups in pass protection. It's linebackers. It's defensive backs. It's bringing safeties. It's trying to get him to miss an assignment, whatever, to get that rookie off his game.
Lions go empty. Stafford out of the gun. 3 receivers right, 2 left. 2nd down and 2. Stafford takes. Throws deep right side. Wants Calvin. Calvin has to rearrange and come back to his right for the football. It's incomplete. Now Stafford's that time throws wide. Calvin was running up the numbers. It did not look like they're on the same page. Passing game has not been crisp today. And the Lions will have to reload coming up on 3rd and 2. We'll send it down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Hey, guys, update on Jeff Back as he has returned to the sidelines. Wasn't out here at the start of the third quarter. Came back out in regular street clothes, so obviously he is out. Again, injured hamstring, which has knocked him out of the game. The big question now, guys, will he be ready to play Thanksgiving against the Houston Texans?
We'll see, Tony. First things first, they got to figure this one out. 3rd down and 2 from their own 45. Stafford again empty, looking at a 4-man defensive front. He takes. Stafford sets and throws. Complete first down. Pettigrew middle of the field into Packer territory. Down to the 43-yard line.
Well,
picks up 12 on the play. Moves the chain. 6:50 to go in the third. Lions down four, but with a first down.
And the Lions did a nice job there of reading what the Packers are trying to do. They're bringing two guys over to the side of Riley Reiff to try to get Reiff isolated in a one-on-one matchup. So what do? The Lions go away from that blitz that Capers brings to Brandon Pettigrew, wide open where the blitzer's vacated.
First and 10 from the Green Bay 43. Stafford up under center, turns, gives to LeShore. LeShore straight up the gut inside the 40. And down to the 38-yard line he goes for a gain of five, covered up there by A.J. Hawk. Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
LeShore's got a nice little hesitation move there that, you know, he gets the line of scrimmage. It kind of has that little stop, and the defense kind of runs by, and then he accelerates through a crease. Nice little move there by the second-year back out of Illinois.
12 carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown for LeShore. Second down and five. Stafford takes inside handoff to LeShore. Starts left, cuts back right, got room. Down to the 30. Down to the 26-yard line, and out of bounds he goes. That's a first down for the Lions and a gain of 12.
That's just instinct cutting it back. He goes in. The play's supposed to go over right guard. He sees that's taken care of, and I think what he does, he exploits the fact that the Packers' defense is so fast that they overrun him, and he just breaks it outside of their contain man and is able to get the first down around the edge.
Nice stiff arm against Brad Jones. Picked him up an extra five as well. 5:20 to go, third quarter. The Lions down four, but driving. First and 10 from the Green Bay 26. Stafford, empty backfield, going from the gun. Two receivers right, two left. Stafford takes. Sets, throws, got a complete over the middle. Caught, Joy Bell with it. Bell gets down to the 21-yard line. Gain of five. A.J. Hawk with the tackle there. It'll bring up second down and five.
I got to tell you, this is a really solid drive, though, Dan. I mean, after the Packers got the interception and scored, the Lions have been real patient, no panic, and they've moved the ball thanks to a couple Green Bay penalties. But overall, the running game and the short, quick passing game has been the key.
Seven plays, 62 yards so far on this drive. Play number eight coming up here, second and five from the Green Bay 21. Stafford again from the gun. He's got it. Four-man rush. Stafford stepping up, going to run it. Stafford 20. Stafford sliding at the 15 for the first down. Gain of six on the play, and they move the chains. Lions will have it first and 10 at the Green Bay 15. This trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
Well, that time outside edge pass rush around Riley Reiff, even though he's doing a great job, I think, for a rookie, because I'm keeping an eye on him. He's doing a nice job against the Packers. All of their plans to try to put him in a bind have not worked. Stafford read that outside rush and scrambled up for the first down.
First and 10, Detroit. Stafford will work from directly behind his center, Dominic Raiola. Gives to LeShore, trying to get outside left. Not going to do it. Flag down. And they may get Riley Reiff for a hold there on Desmond Moses. The play went for a two-yard loss. And the hold is going to back the Lions up.
Holding. Offense number 71. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
And that time, Reiff just got beat by Desmond Moses, and he hung on for dear life. So that'll back it up, and it'll be first and 20 now from the 25. Tony Scheffler back into the game for Ryan Broyles. Scheffler and Stafford haven't really been in sync today, but this is the part of field where Stafford will oftentimes look for Scheffler in the slot.
Yeah, it's also a place where you look where the safety's playing to the side of Calvin Johnson. You might take a shot over there, too, if the safety is not over there to help the corner.
First and 20 from the 25. Stafford takes five-step drop, looking left, pumps. Now looking for somewhere to go, rolling right. Stafford looks. Now he sets and throws into the end zone. Incomplete. Threw it in the area where Tony Scheffler was. Stafford that time had to run to find some open space. Did, but couldn't find an open receiver.
I think he wanted Scheffler to come back to the left. And Scheffler was running to the middle of the end zone, and I think Stafford tried to point it out to him, get to the corner, and Scheffler had too many guys on his back. He couldn't make the adjustment, so Matthew threw that one away.
Second and 20 now from the 25. 10th play of the drive coming up. Mike Thomas has checked into the game for Detroit. They trail 14-10, 3:07 to go in the third. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Straight drop. Pumps. Looks. End zone. Wants Calvin. Got him. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. And he slams it over the goalpost.
I'll tell you what. That's some great concentration by Calvin Johnson, because Morgan Burnett made a play right in front of the ball. Went for the interception. And, I mean, that's like, you know, catching that ball, wondering whether he's going to tip it, whether he isn't. Calvin was able to concentrate and catch the ball, kind of a back shoulder throw, and the Lions answer the Green Bay touchdown.
25 yards on the connection, third touchdown of the year for Calvin, 10 catches, 83 yards today. Extra point is up and good, and it's now the Lions 17 and the Packers 14. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Oh, okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain? How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Today's second quarter, Michigan Made Business is Bell Tire, where you'll always get the lowest tire price, period. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based Michigan Made clients.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. NFL update from Dallas. Browns led 13-0. Dallas has scored 10 straight. Felix Jones, a 2-yard touchdown run. Browns 13, Cowboys 10. That one in the fourth. 1-800-CALL-SAM Studios. We go back to Ford Field.
All right, Diesel, thanks. Right here, it's Lions 17, Packers 14. Misspoke a moment ago. That was a 10-play, 83-yard drive. Calvin, four catches today, 113 yards and a touchdown. He's gone over the 100-yard mark, 27th time in his career he's done that. Sixth time this season, third consecutive game. So Megatron's in a nice groove. Lions back on top, 3:01 to go in the third. Got to be careful here. Cobb back to take this kickoff from Hansen, and here it is. Jason, line drive, hits at the 10. Clean bounce through Cobb's hands and back into the end zone. He's coming out. Cobb back to the 10 and dropped right there. And the ball is free on the ground. There is a mass of bodies. Who's got it down at the bottom? Questionable decision by Cobb as to whether or not he should have come out. He did, and the Packers got it back.
Wow.
I don't know what he was thinking. The ball went through his hands.
The ruling on the field is that the runner is down by contact.
He had to retreat back about 3-4 yards into the end zone to get it, and he came out anyway. And the Packers are going to be backed up at their own 11-yard line. Lions lead it 17-14, 2:56 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumble-itis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both a great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers, a long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to AutoParts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
2:56 to go in the third. Lions 17, Pack 14. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Packers first and 10 from their own 11. Inside handoff to Starks. Hitting the hole, but slipping a tackle at the 14. Picks up 4 extra yards to the 18. Steven Tulloch missed the tackle. Would have held him to about a 3-yard gain. Instead, he gets 7.
Your middle linebacker can't miss tackles like that. When you're fitting into exactly where you're supposed to be, and the defense has put you in position to make that play, you got to make the play. Steven Tulloch gave up 4 extra yards there.
Second down and 3. Pack from their own 18. Rodgers out of the gun. Got Starks to his left. 3 receivers. They flood the left side. Send 1 to the right. Rodgers gives it to Stark. This time he's hit and taken down. Dropped by DeAndre Levy after a gain of 1 at the 19. It'll bring up 3rd and 2. And you can feel the intensity in this game just starting to ratchet itself up.
Right. And I think you also see the Packers in their first 2 plays calling here. I mean, they're concerned about the time of possession. Their defense has been on the field. They want to possess the ball a little bit here and give that defense a little bit of time off, because they haven't had the ball hardly. They've been on the field most of the third quarter.
3rd and 2. Lawrence Jackson asking the crowd to come up and make some noise. Lone back is Cobb. Rodgers up under center. Looking out over that defense now, he takes toss sweep to Cobb. He's got the first down and blockers in front at the 25. Cobb to the 30, and Jonte Green takes him down there at the 35-yard line.
Now that formation,
they pick up 16 on 3rd and 2.
That formation had the Lions running around, not knowing where they were lining up. You had Jonte Green and Chris Houston running back and forth across the formation. You just can't do that. You've got to line up and know where you are, and you're set when they snap. Well, that didn't happen.
Minute to go, 3rd quarter, 1st and 10, Green Bay from their own 35. Cobb today, 7 catches for 49 yards, 2 rushes for 24. On first down, Rodgers wants to throw off a play action fake, does middle of the field, got to complete James Jones. In Lions territory, down to the 46. It's a 19-yard gain and another first down brought down by Don Carey.
That's the same pass that Rodgers was picked off on earlier in the game by Lacy. This time Lacy had the underneath coverage, but he just couldn't get in front of it. And Rodgers did a great job of leading Jones.
High formation behind Rodgers on 1st and 10. Rodgers takes, gives to Kuhn, the first back through, and he is lassoed and taken down. Nick Fairley blew through that line and dropped him for a loss back to the 47. It's a loss of 2, and that will be the final play of the 3rd quarter. We're going to the 4th with the Lions leading 17-14. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
I've been wondering if the lowest tire price period at Bell Tire really is the lowest tire price period. Here's the skinny. It is. Look, when they say they shop the competition every day to make sure, it's true. I checked around. Of course, you don't have to believe me. Prove it to yourself.
Go ahead. Shop around. In the newspaper, on the phone, or online. We'll even check competitors' prices with you right in the store. You'll find Bell Tire always has the guaranteed lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. And in the rare case you do find a lower price someplace else, just show us, and we'll beat your lowest price. Guaranteed.
Hey, the truth will set you free and save you money.
It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Tomorrow only, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't miss the first ever Bell Tire Black Friday sale, where you'll save $50 off a set of any four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 1-888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. only.